Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Innes. I'm delighted to have one of the most beautiful people you'll ever meet, lovely Susie. Thank you for being here, beautiful.
It's my absolute delight to be here. I'm really excited for today.
Oh, me too. Me too. You just have so much love and vibrance and yeah, around you. Every time I meet you, I just love it. It lights me up. So I'm excited for people to be lit up today. So I'll hand it over to you to introduce yourself, and then we're going to dive in to some amazing conversation.
Well, I'm Susie Cheel. I'm an intuitive artist. I'm an inspirational speaker, and I'm a spiritual guide, with a focus on sort of self-love. I've healed myself, from a near-death experience, and as I when I first, I think, met Christine or something, I nearly died twice. So that's part of my story. I in guide leaders and creative entrepreneurs to step out of that not being enough, not feeling they're good enough, so that they can move on to having more, and also something that I used to do a lot, self-sabotage, procrastination, so that they can move into that absolute life of joy, abundance, freedom, inner peace, where they fully love themselves.
I know. And you do it so well with so much just love and compassion. Like every time that we've met, at different events, and we've probably crossed paths multiple times over the last couple of years. And we both spoke at the Stories That Stir in January this year on the Gold Coast, which is just amazing. And just to, even for me to hear even more of your story as well. But what I love so much is the self-love part, because I think whether you're in business or not, I think, especially as women, we have that lack of self-love because we give it so much to everybody else. We forget to give it to ourselves.
That is so true. And I was just thinking, I was talking with somebody yesterday. And those of you who don't know, I have my own deck of oracle cards. Each one is a painting of mine, and I channeled all the messages. And the card I drew, we can draw a card for the show, but the card I did draw this morning was trust. And I was told by somebody else who was doing some clarity work with me yesterday, says, you've really got to trust, You've got so much magic. You've got so much to give. So the message on the card, for those of you who might be interested, is calm comes when you let go of the struggle. Listen to the whispers of your heart and trust.
I love that. I think you and I were actually on the same call this morning. So there's an incredible woman over in the UK. I think she's in the UK. I think
I
she's
was,
London.
but I went
Yeah.
back to sleep.
Anyway, she said, a lot of the times that we think, let's just say when there's a lot of turbulence, but the universe actually never gives us anything that we can't handle. That's not ever too much. And the way that the universe sees energy, not as good and bad, it's all energy. And I think when we're talking about self-love, a lot of people think, well, oh, I give too much. I give too much to other people. But what about giving too much to yourself? I don't think there's ever too much that you can give back to yourself.
No, absolutely. I don't. Absolutely not. I think, but so many people, and a lot of, I've worked with six and seven figure business owners, and actually done readings and things for them. And what actually comes out is they don't put the time in for themselves. They're very good at giving it out. And they're also very good at professing self-love, but whether they actually take the time. And I've watched people change. I've had women who literally say they hate themselves, and then I've worked with them and use these, and they use these every morning, and who in a few months can say, I truly love myself. Yeah. And I have that process, which is I'm seeing this painting, which is a small one, as a really big painting for somebody's heartscape, which is a new program I'm introducing. But I've done that with people where we've gone backwards and forwards with readings and paintings and things like that, and they come out with their own heartscape. And I have people who have walls of love in their bedrooms, of paintings of my hearts and things that has actually changed their lives.
Yeah. And I love the fact that, as a coach, as a mentor yourself, you've been on that journey. You've gone through, where we may not be, truly in love with yourself, to now really enveloping all of that now yourself. And
Absolutely.
you
Yeah.
know the journey that they're on as well.
That's right. And I mean, the journey that I was on, and then I had this near-death experience and sitting in a dialysis chair, down it came, Susie. Because I said, why me? Because it was my second near-death experience. And I said, why me? And I heard, Susie, you will be healed when you fully love yourself. And you'll share the message of love and create those ripples of love throughout the world. And that's what I do now. But I understand, because I've been told this many times after I had that, I lost a lot of confidence because, I was about to launch a whole big program and it all went, and I've never gone back to that at all. But it brought me back to my art. Which is for somebody who was told at 12 they couldn't do art, because I couldn't draw, that then I went on in my late 30s to develop a business called Susie Cheel Hand Painted Originals that was very successful. But as Christine talks about here, this is the escapist. I was in that corporate world. I was a head teacher in TAFE, in childcare, and I had a whole staff. And I didn't get the job I'd been acting in, so I had a tough decision. Did I fight it? No, couldn't think of doing an appeal. So I went, this is fun. I'd been on a holiday with Club Med. And they'd had a painting. They had paint on silk. So I got wrapped in it. I think I did it every afternoon or something while we were there. And then I actually made a big banner for somebody commissioned me for a banner when I started doing it. So I went from that safe, secure employment. And in TAFE, you got paid a lot of holidays. And I only worked, you could work 4 days a week. You did all your hours in 4 days and superannuation, all those things I threw aside to set up my own business. And for those of you, and I've always done something creative alongside. When I was teaching, I did shibori, and I've always exhibited in galleries until recently. But I'm just coming back to all of that now and balancing what somebody says, art and spirituality.
And that whole process yourself, like if you look back now of the journey that you've gone over, if you could even just whisper like to that old version of yourself or the person going through that, and I know you got guided to say to trust yourself that it's going to be healed, what would you have said to yourself?
Well, what I did say to myself, and I actually did say this to the doctors, somehow I had a belief. When I was told I only had 25% chance of living a normal life, otherwise it was dialysis or death, I said, well, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to use my law of attraction tools, because I just trained as a law of attraction facilitator with Michael Lozier. And I'm going home and I'll be healed. And the look on their face was, they said, I don't remember any of this. But the message I got from a friend who'd known me for quite a long while said, well, Susie, if anybody can do this, you can. You're the most positive person I know. So I think the shift there is, do you wake up with a smile on your face every day, even if your world's falling in, and take those next steps? Now, I haven't always done that. I have done the self-sabotage. I do procrastinate. A friend of mine who I commented on a post on procrastination or something said, just do it, Susie, just go for it. I'm about to put an art show online where people will come into a Zoom room. And I've been putting it off. So it's about just doing it. So I understand how other people feel because I really have been there. Yeah.
Yeah. And the process that you put into your art, what does that look like?
Well, as some people know, I started painting to heal myself. And for some reason, I chose hearts. And then I paint. So what I used to do is I'd pick up a piece of paper. I had a process. Every morning, I was using Doreen Virtue cards and things, and I didn't have my own deck of cards. So I would, during all this healing time, I would get up. We were living somewhere quite different to where we are now. And we had more, I had a meditation room, and I had a room that was a studio. So what I would do is get up, draw a card, do a meditation, and a silent meditation where I was calling on my guides and then journal. And then I would go next door into my room and I would paint. And sometimes I might pick up a piece like, oh, that doesn't work very well, piece like that.
Yep.
Or sometimes it would be an A4 book. And I just, I don't know, how I teach people to develop their own creativity is allow a colour to choose you, just pick up a brush. I don't know where it's ever coming from.
Yeah.
And
Which
I've
is the
been,
trust. The
yeah,
trust part. It, that's
it is
exactly
the
what it is.
trust
It's the
part.
trust, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting
Yep.
that was the card I drew this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
And when you are working with other people, obviously you're using art as a method, you know, to help them heal. But what is there any other methodologies that you use to help them as well?
Yeah. Well, mainly that's something I'm going to reintroduce, the untap your own creativity, which I used to do workshops for, is I suppose the first steps I do when working with people is find out what it is they desire. I then work, the thing then is I do readings. I do out of that reading comes a personalized meditation that they can use every morning. And then they have tools. Depending on who the person is, I will give them, one of the things I love people to do, because you might have seen, people see me online and I say, love yourself into abundance. But one of the things that I find people find the hardest to do who don't have that full love is when you wake up in the morning, give yourself a hug and say, I love you. I really love you. But keep doing it till you can actually feel your body. You can feel your feet, your legs. Oh, yes, Susie, I really, really love you. Now, I remember the first person who told me they hated themselves, and I got them to do that. A week later, she said, that was the hardest thing I had to do every morning, but I knew I had to do something to shift it.
Absolutely. Because it's easy, like, I mean, we've talked about it, you know, it's easy to love other people, and it is easier to say I love you to others than what it is to say to yourself.
It's so, look, I think, I know when I got that message, I was shocked because I said, well, I bought Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life when it first came out. Now, and I've done all her mirror work courses and things. So there's a lot of people who say mirror work doesn't work, or that, you know, it's crazy standing in front of a mirror and saying, I love you. But I believe if you look into your beautiful eyes in a mirror and repeat to yourself, I love you. I really love you, Susie. I think it's important to use your name as well. I've watched people who just say, Susie, I can't do that. It's too hard. But it changes. They actually can change their perception of themselves and they learn to love themselves. And I find particularly women in their maybe 50s, 60s, they have challenges doing that because they've been giving out for so long to give back. So it takes time.
Yeah, it
so when I do these heartscape readings and paintings that go back and forward, you know, it can be between 8 to 12 weeks. So it's an ongoing process. So, and as we do that, I give them more and more tools to use.
I love it so much. And we're going to put all the details below how people can reach out to work with you. But what's one of the most, you know, rewarding, you know, for you when working with somebody?
To see them really shift. And I'm thinking of a guy, and he's a multimillionaire, and he came to me to buy the cards for himself. And then he reached out and said, Susie, do you want to do a reading or something with me? He had the woman he loved was walking away from him. And then he said, I can't do all those exercises. And I said, well, we're just going to start with one. And now he's with the love of his life.
Yeah.
And I've been able to, and I use some of my law of attraction tools to really find out what people want. So to see, so like when I see him now and I see him with his partner, I think, wow, if he hadn't reached out, he could still be alone.
Yeah.
And the messages I get from even like from Stories to Stir, there was somebody who after wrote the most amazing stuff about me and whatever, and is probably a really big fan of mine now, but had never used cards because none of them spoke to her. Now she uses these every day. So I just see that I think it's the love that people have for themselves. And when somebody loves themselves, they have different facial expressions. They feel differently about themselves. They stand differently. Because what we're really doing is in loving ourselves, we're developing that confidence that we all need to do whatever it is that your heart desires.
So true. So true. Because we live so much. Well, you know, what, you know, I've been talking about for the last few years is that we live by society's rules. However, there's a pathway for every individual that they can take. And yes, we can, you know, we still have to follow certain, you know, rules and that. But doing what you love is one of the key things that is so many people are missing out on.
That I think that's right. And the other thing that stops us doing what we love is when we think we're not enough. And what I say is everybody is more than enough, but we're still looking outside here.
Yes.
And I've just watched myself doing it recently. I've just been doing a training with somebody and really trying to be persuaded to go into this ongoing one-year course or whatever else. And I had to step back and realize, A, it was at 2 a.m. in the morning and I can't do those sorts of things anymore. I did it 3 days last week and it knocked me out, so I have to accept that. But to realize I have so many of my own tools. And what I've been doing is not showing up as much as I should. So now I'm going to be showing up. And once I'm doing that, I'm sharing my gift with the world.
Yes.
So what I was doing was hiding it. And I think that's what happens with quite a lot of people.
It really does. And I think it's, you know, we talk about being authentic. Well, for me, it's like one of my key values with it. And what you just said is really truly authentic, because I think as every business owner, we have ups and downs. You know, it's like a roller coaster. But when you can really truly own it, and you can, you know, step out and then I guess then learn from it, so then you can learn and teach others, you know, from that experience. Just like you're saying, like you weren't showing up. Okay, so now I need to show up. And I think that's what a really important thing that everybody, whether you're in business or not, to actually acknowledge where, or to say that I now have the awareness, and having that awareness is really your first step.
And I think finding out what your purpose, what your passion is, because I was told recently by somebody else what they thought I should be doing. And I got really on, and I thought, oh, yeah, maybe that is a really good idea, because two people had mentioned it. And I realized it was going to change how I live my life. And it's not what I want to be doing. So I've had to really pull right back. And out of that, I feel really, really, yeah, I feel very joyful, because I've made space to do my art. And over here, I've made space to go back to do my Heart Whisperers group, plus do one-on-ones, which is what I wasn't thinking. You know, everybody says you've got to have a course, you've got to have a course, you've got to do a course. But I get so much joy working one-on-one and painting somebody else's heartscape, not just my own.
Yeah,
So
definitely.
I really understand, you know, that thing about, yeah, I'm here to spread love and joy, and how I do it is, you know, through my own sort of passion and my own love for myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as you know, I adore you. I love what you do. And you are just filled with so much love, not only for everybody else, but you know, just the way that you share your message is just absolutely beautiful. We're going to drop all the details of how people can reach out to you. I just want to say thank you so much for being here and sharing your gifts with us, beautiful.
Oh, Christine, thank you so much for inviting me. I am delighted. Yeah, I mean, I love the idea of sitting beside you doing this, and look forward to who knows where else we'll cross paths and do things. But it's an absolute joy. And yes, I do have, that'll be underneath here, a gift of 5 steps to love yourself unconditionally, as my giveaway, which will be underneath this podcast.
Beautiful, thank you. Now, before we go, we ask five questions to all of our guests this year. In the morning, are you a tea or a coffee person?
I'm a tea person, a green Japanese green tea person, first thing.
Ooh, very nice, very nice. And do you prefer the beach or the country?
The beach.
Yes.
You, well, that's where we walk most mornings, except when it's raining like now.
Yes, absolutely. And do you prefer, if you were to travel overseas, like on a holiday, would you prefer to travel by plane or by boat?
That's an interesting one. I would normally say by plane, but I love the idea of going on a boat.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you for thinking about that.
No, that's okay. It's very, I'm actually thinking of like I want to go to the States. I'm thinking, oh, maybe I could just put in a cruise to get there on the way, so which would be amazing. Would you prefer to curl up and watch a movie or read a book?
Cuddle up. I love both. Yeah, cuddle up and watch a movie.
And if you were to have a dinner party and you can invite one guest, and that guest could either be from the present or from the past, who would it be?
Well, this is fascinating. My head says something, my heart said Rumi.
Oh, yes.
And I've
Yes.
just got goosebumps, Christine.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would be a very interesting conversation. Yeah.
I've never thought of that before. That's a
Yeah.
great question.
Thank you. Yeah. And I would love, I think I would need to, I'm going to go back to every single episode that we do this year and just imagine what the dinner table would actually look like with all of these amazing people that everyone has said. So that would be epic. So,
That was,
yes.
yeah, that was totally unexpected.
Oh, amazing, amazing. Like I said, we're going to pop all the details. Thank you, Susie, for being here, beautiful, and sharing your gifts. I am so excited for what you bring to this world and, you know, to help so many other people, especially in self-love and really embracing who they are. So thank you so much for sharing your gifts.
And thank you very much for having me here. It's been an absolute delight.
My pleasure. And for those who are watching this episode, thank you so much. If you have liked it, don't make sure that you hit the like and subscribe button above, and to remember to live life to the fullest every single day. Love and light to yous all.